Yesterday, I watched a great film. I haven't seen such a great film in a long time, actually. Although I watched the fifth season of Downton Abbey, I can't compare this film even to Downton Abbey. It was so captivating. And I really believed the story and the actors. I like to say that I like the actors to be beautiful and that I didn't like Begin Again because I don't like Keira Knightley and her teeth in particular because they're all, well, they're not straight. But I wouldn't say that the actors in this film were beautiful. No, they were just nice, but they were real, and it was good that I didn't know who they are. They are not actors, renowned actors, with very popular actors. So I was watching it. And I didn't know, it was maybe, where's the catch in this film, that I didn't know how it would end. Yes, I had a vague idea that the girl and the boy might meet one day, but I was not sure, because all this seeing through the other's eyes is a bit magic, so maybe it doesn't work when... maybe it's not even happening, because in the middle of the movie we learn that the girl is well, she has some mental disorder apparently, so maybe it's just all of this is just her imagination. But it turned out not to be her imagination. And there's this scene when they are running through the forest, and we even don't know if they're running towards one another or they're just running from their followers, because the girl is followed by the guards from the mental hospital and the guy is followed by the police, and they hear the train coming and they run towards the sound of the coming train. And when they reach the train is moving, and the guy says, "Do you see that open carriage? Let's get into it." And they run and run and run, and we see that the girl is exhausted, and although we do understand that the boy got into the carriage, we see this exhausted girl, and we've almost forgotten that she will be rescued in the end because the boy is in the carriage. So when she is dragged inside by the boys, it's heavens, it's so great, and they're so happy. And actually I would like to know how the story ends, because, well, they're both without documents, almost without money, and the train is heading God knows where. And it would be interesting to know how the story ends. Although the boy said something about Canada, but well, you can't expect the train go all the way to Canada, but we cannot know. Of course, there are trains who go from the United States to Canada and back, but, well, we cannot know. But the film was great. I'm very impressed.